The purpose of this podcast is to educate and inform. It is no substitute for professional care by your doctor or your qualified healthcare professional. Never disregard or delay professional medical advice because of something you've heard on this podcast or in any linked material. Guests who speak on this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions. Dr. Shirley neither endorses nor opposes any particular opinion discussed on this podcast. The views expressed on this podcast have no relation to those of any academic, hospital, practice, institution, or other entity with which Dr. Shirley may be affiliated.
Welcome to Forever Fab, the podcast on fashion, the art of living, and all things beauty. This podcast is curated by Dr. Shirley Madeer, MD, as the definitive source of holistic wellness through beauty.
Hey everyone, it's Dr. Shirley. Welcome to 15 Minutes of Fab, a segment of the Forever Fab podcast where I review products, services, experiences, and frankly, whatever, in 15 minutes or less. If the full-length podcast is a couture dress, for example, then 15 Minutes of Fab is like a button-down French cuff white shirt paired with leather leggings. If you don't have time to tune into the full-length podcast, then check out 15 Minutes of Fab, just a small dose. Some have considered it truth and beauty or plastic surgery secrets or as a nerdy or academic take on wellness and beauty with a dash of fashion. Consider it what you may. My aim is to engage you as a credible and authoritative voice in most, if not all, aspects of beauty and wellness with a dash of fashion. That includes products, wellness services, technologies, innovations, new scientific research, and plastic surgery. As the founder of Holistic Plastic Surgery, my approach to beauty is through a lens of wellness that's grounded in science, backed by medical study and research, strengthened by my clinical experience, and bolstered by my surgical training with the use of principles and techniques of plastic surgery. And then there's my love of fashion. Of course, I feel uniquely qualified to talk with you about beauty, wellness, aesthetics, and plastic surgery, as well as products and services within those spaces, not only because of my extensive, and may I add, expensive training and expansive background, but also because I'm one of you. Many of the human issues around aging and being a fierce fab person, as well as an agent for positive change, I live these too, and I try. You're not alone. So together we can help the world become a more beautiful, forever fab place. So if you'll have me and give me at least 15 minutes of your time, let's get at it. In this new year, I've decided that it will be one of expansion and discovery. So I'll explore all sorts of topics, near and possibly far-fetched, while still focusing on the topics that make the Forever Fab podcast, well, fabulous, namely fashion, the art of living well or wellness and beauty. As part of my philosophy of holistic plastic surgery, which I created well over probably now 15 years ago, where I believe that beauty emanates from within, wellness plays an integral role in my practice. And this goes for many aspects of life that help you to live in grace and beauty, including nutrition, exercise, products, services, technologies, mind, body, spirit, and science. The title of this week's episode of 15 Minutes of Fab on the Forever Fab podcast is Wounding and Reformation, Practical Tips on Scar Management, Part 2. This episode of 15 Minutes of Fab is dedicated to reformation. In my work as a plastic surgeon, I am often asked about scars, whether scars will appear after surgery, whether scars can be improved, made to completely disappear, how I may help to have scars feel better, look better, etc. So in this episode of 15 Minutes of Fab on the Forever Fab podcast, not only will you hear a review of the holistic approach, my approach to scar management from the previous episode, but I'll also discuss the surgical management of scars. One of my favorite poets, Khalil Gibran, said, quote, "Out of suffering have emerged the strongest souls. The most massive characters are seared with scars," end quote. Harry Cruz said, quote, There is something beautiful about all scars of whatever nature. A scar means the hurt is over, the wound is closed and healed, done with, end quote. And another one of my favorite poets, Rumi, stated, quote, the wound is the place where the light enters you, end quote. Now, these quotes may romanticize the presence of scars, but in actuality, scars may be a painful reminder of something that occurred. And oftentimes, we may want to improve the appearance of the scar or have it disappear altogether. A scar represents the body's way of healing itself. It is the result of a complex and fascinating interplay of the body's natural mechanisms. Although scars will form in response to any injury or penetration or disruption of the skin's layers, whether it's planned or intentional or accidental, the appearance of a scar will vary from one individual to another. The same wounding on two different people can look completely different. There is a plethora, and there are many factors that help to determine how a scar may heal and its final appearance after it fully matures at approximately 1 to 2 years. In the previous episode of 15 Minutes of Fab on the Forever Fab podcast, I discussed how to help manage the scars incurred following plastic surgery, operations, or aesthetic procedures, or just everyday life. In this episode, I'll discuss the surgical option of changing the appearance of a scar. But first, a brief review of part one, in case you missed it. My preferred method of managing scars is to take a staged approach. In the first several days, I'll use plant-based homeopathic remedies to assist the body to heal optimally in the way that it does so naturally. I may also add on antibiotic ointments as well as antibiotics as needed, if needed. In the first week, I will also prescribe topical ointments that help to protect the wound while it heals below the skin surface. These ointments also help to prevent transepidermal water loss since the wound appreciates a moist but not wet environment. From 3 to 6 weeks, additional but different homeopathic medicines will be useful to optimize this stage of the body's healing process. These medicines I'll use may be a combination of both oral and topical applications. Now, after 8 weeks, complementary modalities may be useful, such as microcurrent, ultrasound, acupuncture, physical therapy, and others. This is important to remember. It takes up to 1 to 2 full years for a scar to completely mature. The scar will continue to change during this time period from the initial wounding to this 2-year period. So patience with your body is essential, and it's actually a mindset that is part of healing. Now, even at 2 years, a scar is not as strong as its original unbroken skin. Scarred tissue regains only about 85% of the strength of the unscarred tissue. So the scar may always remain more vulnerable than other parts of the body or more sensitive to external forces. So it's important to keep protecting that area. Each and every physician has his, her, their own method of assisting wound healing. So before you take my advice, discuss these methods with your doctor and your surgeon, especially if you are in a post-surgical period. If you're at the point where you would like to change the appearance of a scar, whether on your face or your body, you may want to discuss a surgical scar revision with your plastic surgeon. Well, what does that involve? First, during the consultation with your plastic surgeon, he, she, they will help to inform you about the risks, limitations, benefits, and potential complications concerning scar revision surgery, as well as its adverse effects and alternative treatments, if any are suitable for you, and if any are applicable to the particular scar you wish to improve. You must know that scars are the unavoidable result of injuries, disease, accidents, or surgery. It's impossible to completely remove the presence of a scar in its totality. However, plastic surgery may improve the appearance and texture of scars, and there are many different techniques of scar revision surgery. Moreover, other treatments, including but not limited to physical therapy, ultrasound, injections, etc., may be needed in addition to surgery. It depends on the scar, what it looks like, how deep it is, how thick it is, how long, wide, dimensions, how you got it, whether it's infected. So many factors go into the planning of such an operation to revise a scar. Okay, what are the risks of scar revision surgery? Are there any? A risk suggests that this, or it is possible, and it's a possible occurrence that you must negotiate. You must be willing to accept that such a risk, or such risks plural, are possibilities, even though its incidence may be minor or it may occur in a small percentage of time. Every surgical procedure involves a certain amount of risk, and it's important that you understand the risks, one or more, involved. An individual's choice to undergo a surgical procedure is based on the comparison of the risk to the potential benefit. So you have to weigh those risks after you receive all of the appropriate information from your plastic surgeon. The risks include, but are not limited to, bleeding, infection, scarring. Yes, even in a scar revision procedure or an operation to revise a scar to make the former scar look better, you will incur another scar. Other risks include damage to deeper structures, wound disruption, meaning after the scar revision procedure is performed and the sutures are used or the wound is closed, that wound could come apart later. That's a risk. Another risk, patient compliance. You have the operation. The surgeon tells you how to manage the wound and take care of the wound. You do a little bit of something on your own, or you add a little this, which maybe you shouldn't have, or you don't follow instructions. That's a problem. Another risk, allergic reactions. Other ones, surgical anesthesia complications, delayed healing. It's important to note that smokers have a greater risk of skin loss and wound healing complications, so don't smoke. Another risk is an unsatisfactory result. You may actually be disappointed with the results of surgery. Because scar revision in particular, there's not necessarily a great guarantee about how it will turn out. Based on our experience, based on what we know, based on our knowledge base, we can help you to anticipate what the possibilities are, but a 100% guarantee does not exist. You must also know that in some situations, it may not be possible to achieve optimal revision of the scarring with one single surgical procedure. In that case, multiple procedures, many times staged and involving periods of time between one and another procedure, that may be necessary. If you are considering an operation to revise the look, appearance, feel, or function of a scar, speak with your plastic surgeon about the options available to you and if you are a candidate for surgery. This concludes this episode of 15 Minutes of Fab on the Forever Fab podcast. Thank you for listening to this week's Forever Fab podcast episode of 15 Minutes of Fab. Until next time, stay beautiful and forever fabulous inside and out.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Forever Fab, the podcast on fashion, the art of living, and all things beauty, curated by Dr. Shirley Madeer, MD. Live beautifully and help make the world a more beautiful place.